Okay, good evening. Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, having a good time tonight in the Quicken Loans Studios. And so much of our coverage has focused on the NBA playoffs, Commissioner Adam Silver's response to Clippers owner Donald Sterling, the scandal. So right now, we're going to focus our attention and relive some wonderful memories from one of the most revered and respected athletes and citizens of his time. Tonight, we will highlight the making of a pitcher, Nolan Ryan. It's such a pleasure to welcome in Rob Goldman, who just released a comprehensive biography on Nolan Ryan. It's wonderful to have you with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.
Thanks, Alyssa. It's great to be on board. Appreciate it.
Congratulations. It is certainly a definitive biography, and there is no doubt that Nolan Ryan is certainly one of baseball's all-time greatest pitchers, executives, and I would say also ambassadors. He's had such a rich and illustrious career. But before we kind of listen and have you take us through his journey in baseball, there's just curiosity on my part. I would love for you to share with all of our listeners across the country tonight how you first met Nolan and Ruth, because it goes way back to the 70s and being a bad boy for the Angels.
Yeah, I was one of those kids who lived and breathed baseball as a youngster. You know, I collected the cards. I played Little League and Pony League in high school, and I was obsessed. And we had some interesting ties with the California Angels. My grandma knew the wife of Fred Haney, the former general manager, and I had some connections to the UCLA baseball team with Bobby Winkles, who was a coach. And I used to hang around, get autographs after the game, and I got to know people. And as luck turned out, I was hired as a substitute bat boy in 1973, and that was my first time I really met Nolan. I met him before getting his autograph, but that was the first time I met him more as an equal. And we hit it off right away. He liked country music. I was probably the only kid in the West Side who liked country music.
Hey, you're my kind of guy. I love country music. Okay.
Back then, it wasn't cool to like the country. Now it's pretty mainstream. But, he liked horses. He liked animals. Plus, he's just a real sincere, caring person. And he always had an eye for the underdog. And I think he looked out for the Bat Boys and me in particular. And we kind of bonded that spring. And in 74, they hired me full-time. And, I was kind of the guy, his go-to guy, to help him out. He had a lot of more pressure on the other players because he had so much attention on him. And we kind of bonded. And when you bond with Nolan, you bond with Ruth, you bond with the family because they go together. So we started in 73, 74, and I was bat boy for a few years, did 77, 78, and then I went to college, and I kept coming back during the summers, and he was around, and then he kept getting traded and moved along for another 20 years, and I was always there to meet him in town, and we'd have a bar, he'd go get a hamburger or something, and I'd take him back and forth to the game. So we had a real unique friendship, and of course that extended to his ranches and his homes. He'd take me out there, and we'd ride horses and work on the ranch. So it was just an organic, natural thing, and I never really thought of him as a important baseball figure because he was so down to earth. He just kind of took me in, and I respected that. His need for privacy, and here we are. We have a book.
That's right. Rob Goldman is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio. The Big E Sports Show has just released the definitive biography on Nolan Ryan, The Making of a Pitcher. I have to assume this is so thrilling for you personally to be able to share not only Nolan, but Ruth's story. And that's one of the things that there were so many personal stories that you do share in the book that it wasn't just focused on Nolan. I mean, Ruth really was that wind beneath his wings.
Well, yeah. To understand Nolan and his success and his personality, you have to look at the complete picture, and that picture is not complete without Ruth Ryan. She was the driver, in a sense. She guarded the home fires, and when things were tough early on, when he was a New York Met, it wasn't a Nolan Ryan we knew. He was a struggling, trying to stay out of the bullpen. He just couldn't crack it in New York, and there was several times where he thought about quitting, and Ruth was always there. Well, let's give it another year. Let's give it another shot. And back in 1972, he came over to the Angels, and there was a strike that season, and he was down to his last dollar. And he said, "Look, I can't hang out here. I got to go home and work." And Ruth said, "Well, let's stick it out another week or two." And he borrowed money off his tax returns, and they were able to stay, but the strike ended. But like you said, there was an uncommon devotion between the two. That's not just amongst baseball players and wise, because it's a very tough life, but just I've never known anyone, a couple that devoted to each other. And I think it was their small town roots and the way they were brought up. But it's pretty unique. When he was a player, he'd call her 5-6 times a day to see how things were going, and there was no carousing. It was, you know, he took her serious, and she took him serious. And without Ruth Ryan, there would have been no Nolan Ryan as we know it today.
Of course, in the book, the foreword is written by their son, Reed Ryan. We're going to hit on that here momentarily. But I have to ask you personally, was this difficult to write an objective book, being a lifelong friend, as you've just shared? I mean, there's a challenge there to set the right tone.
You hit it on the head, Alyssa. You know, that was really, if I had any hesitancy at all, that was like, well, okay, we agreed to do this book, now what? Well, you can't just have a 300-page love letter. You have to be objective, but also you got to, you know, put your personal side in it too. So there was a balancing act, you know. So basically what I did, I went out and interviewed over 100 people, and that kind of buffered me between the personal, too much personal side. And so it's really a story told by his peers, his friends, his family, as well as me, and as well as Nolan. And you're right, boy, you know, every word you write, well, he's a friend. Do I want to say that? How do I present that? Fortunately, there's no dirt on Nolan. He's a clean liver, and he's a sincere guy. So there was none of that to worry about. But still, you know, do you want to write this? Do you want to write that? How do you frame that? And that was definitely a challenge. And hopefully we pulled it off. So far, I got thumbs up.
I understand it took 5 years interviewing those for these eyewitness accounts that you were talking about, who coached, who trained, and who Nolan Ryan played with.
Yeah, the process began at his birthday in 2007, so maybe it's a little bit more than five. And, you know, it was just trying to get the deal and then start the journey. You know, Ruth gave me a list of, you know, 11 phone numbers and family members to start with, and I just ran from there. You know, I talked to, like I said, over 100 people. There's George Brett, there's Pete Rose, there's Randy Johnson, there's Reggie Jackson, all the way down to the clubhouse help and the trainers. So there's a wide gamut of personalities to cover this thing.
Okay, Rob, so being a close family friend, was there anything that you learned that you did not know about Nolan Ryan that kind of surprised you, perhaps through the process?
I learned that he was really stubborn. That's Ruth said, yeah.
Ruth would probably say that, huh?
They all said he's got a stubborn side. And I've seen it once or twice, but I guess if that was his vice, it's stubborn. But I think as a competitor to last 27 years and break all these records, you have to have a stubborn streak in you. Sometimes it overflowed into personal life, but not much. And I think maybe that was an asset in some sense in the baseball world. As far as professionally, I didn't realize when I talked to guys like Mariano Rivera and Derek Jeter and the pitchers, the modern pitchers, Derek Hollins, the Matt Harrisons on the Rangers now, how much effect he had on Andy Pettit, Roger Clemens. His work ethic, you know, he was the first guy to get in the weight room and start these mammoth workouts, and it carried on to the next generation. You know, through Roger Clemens and Randy Johnson, they passed it on. So these intense workouts you have now that everyone has, they emanated from Nolan. He was the first guy into a weight room, first pitcher to really work hard with weights. So there's a modern link all the way to Mo Rivera that Nolan started back in the 70s. And that's what really impressed me, because his legacy is still going on actively as we speak.
Rob, you stay with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We're up against the clock, and we will be right back talking much more about the illustrious career of Nolan Ryan.